Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
This is Richter bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ted Fishman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of China Inc., also Shock of Grey. China Inc. is all about, well, China. And Shock of Grey is all about the aging of the generations of the on the across the planet. Very important works. Ted, thanks again for being here. Ted, by the way, folks, is headed to China real soon. He'll when he comes back in a few weeks, we'll get him back on to give us another report. But right now, we're talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, which is a multilateral trade deal that President Obama forged with China and a bunch of other countries, right, Ted?
Yeah, that's right. 11 countries, I think, altogether. I think 12,
some of
yeah.
whom we actually have trade deals separate with, right?
Yeah, our biggest trade deals, Canada and Mexico, are part of it.
We have trade with New Zealand and... And
yeah.
Who else?
Well, we could just run down the list. It's us, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Singapore, Vietnam, Malaysia, Japan, Mexico, Peru, Brunei, Chile. Some of these are dots on the map, but altogether, it's 40% of the global.
Part of those are part product. Of the trade partnership. But we already have relationship trade deals with I think New Zealand, Singapore, Brunei, Malaysia, Japan, and Vietnam.
That's
we already
right.
have a deal with them.
That's right. We do.
Go ahead.
And a lot of these countries have deals with each other. So in ASEAN itself, which has its own free trade zone in Southeast Asia, is a free trade zone for eight of those countries.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like by the United States pulling out of it, it was going to be some major thermonuclear trade meltdown, right?
No. And in fact, you know, the status quo is not so bad.
Right. That's a good point. Now, so, but we're balancing because you said on balance a negative. So we just talked about the positives. What's the negative?
Well, the negative for us is agribusiness is such a huge part of our exports, and agribusiness would be hugely helped by this. The cattle ranchers alone say they would do an extra $400,000 a day in, which would be about $200 million a year less that without the TPP than with the TPP. And you could just kind of see that all the way through our ag sector.
If it affects, and of course, your background, you have a commodities background.
That's right. I was a cattle trader.
So you're a major, right. you're a major authority on that, folks. This is the kind of folks we have in our brain trust, folks. As you've heard me say before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. All right, Ted. So go ahead.
Chopped liver sales would be down. That's true. And then, in general, for countries that are counterbalanced to China geopolitically, I think it's sad that this isn't going through. We think of it as strategic when companies move out of China into countries that are kind of more in our political orbit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also good business to divest from China. U.S. manufacturing abroad will still overwhelmingly be in China for big categories of goods, but it puts companies at economic risk, puts the U.S. at political risk when we're too
many,
in China.
Many people who are complaining about what the president did are saying that it's creating, when the United States, you know, as we say, wherever, in whatever, whatever the situation is, whether it be a military or geopolitics, whenever the United States is not present, it leaves a vacuum that the bad guys fill, Russia or China. In this case, the people who don't like what the president did are saying that China is just going to move in and fill those vacuums. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't want to characterize them as bad guys. I just want to kind of offer insurance for our future in case
right.
things sour really badly. I do think that's true, and I think right now you saw, because TPP looked promising, you saw a lot of manufacturing, global manufacturing, move to other low-cost economies, Vietnam, other Southeast Asian countries. Indonesia was expecting to get tens of millions of jobs from China. because of the shift in the trade and other reasons. And that kind of strengthens the rest of the world against, you know, potential bullying in the future, including by us, by the way. That's how they see it. But when the U.S. withdraws from TPP, you get this very weird scenario where China's free trade agreement, which is also being negotiated, looks more promising to our potential ally.
Mm-hmm.
And then something even stranger, which is the U.S. pulls out of TPP, maybe China comes into TPP. And we're left out of the agreement that we drove
That's
for the last
thing.
8 years.
But is it not possible that if you take, I mean, this is such a new thing. This has just happened.
Yeah.
Is it not possible that a new president came in and said, you know what, we can negotiate a better deal. Let's pull out of this one. Let's let the Chinese, who are bullies, where there's no question, they may not be bad guys, but they're bullies. They're not gonna, and they don't play fair. I'm not gonna let anybody get away with that on the show.
They don't
play fair either. We know they don't. And so my point is would it reasonable? Again, I'm not carrying Trump's mail, but would it not be reasonable for him to say, I think we can negotiate a better deal. I want the Chinese to know that I'm prepared to walk away from a deal. And Ted, you're a negotiator. You can't be a commodities trader without having nerves of steel and ice water in your veins. You know that you get you don't know what kind of a deal you can get until you're prepared to walk away.
That's true. But if I'm on the other side of the table and somebody's been negotiating something with me and taking all my best brains to negotiate it for the last 8 years, and I say, well, let's just start again, and it'll take another 8 years. It's like,
Well, guess what? Obama couldn't sell it here in the United States.
Yeah, well, he can't negotiate with his own people, right?
That's right. I mean, he couldn't sell it. There must be something wrong. I want to pick up on that when we come back after these messages. Folks, I want Mr. Trump to be skewered when he should be and not when he shouldn't be. And that's what we do here on this show when it comes to these kinds of topics. Ted Fishman, folks, one of our favorite Brain Trust members, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.